Young Misty, is it you?
It is me.
Whoopee!
I promise.
Whoopee!
I'm here.
Whoopee! Misty, for the sake of full disclosure, Misty is a patient of mine, and because we're talking soy this weekend, Misty and I have some mutual experiences with this, and I thought it would be very, helpful to others out there to listen to the experience of not just myself, but to someone like Misty, who has really put an enormous effort and really changed her health dramatically. Misty, how did you come to nutrition response testing in the first place? I mean, how'd you get to be evaluated?
Well, I had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and I just felt so bad all the time. I had no quality of life, and the doctors, they just want to put you on drugs.
Yes.
And so I was not willing to do that. So I was suffering. And I was driving along the road one morning, and I heard your radio program.
You just heard this silly guy talking about,
And the key word, fibromyalgia. Boy, did you have my attention. And then you had this little contest to win a free evaluation.
Right.
So I pulled off the side of the road immediately and got on and answered the questions and got the evaluation.
You know, it's funny. I forgot actually that you had played the quiz, because I was actually cutting the quiz out of the program. but yeah, so you pulled off. You heard fibromyalgia, something in my voice or something in the message or something like that. I mean, was there anything in particular that
well, you just said that you've had good results with treating it.
Right. And you were at that point. You were just...
I was ready for anything.
You were reaching out.
For something.
Yeah.
Somebody help me, please. Jeez.
And so, were there any other... I mean, besides the fibromyalgia, now that was a diagnosis that you were given or you gave yourself.
No, the doctor gave it to me.
Aha. So you were labeled with fibromyalgia. What kinds of symptoms in total that were you experiencing?
Well, I was having really bad stomach problems. I looked like half the time I was 6 months pregnant.
Because you were bloated.
Oh, I was so bloated, and my stomach hurt so bad, and I had heartburn. I've been scoped. And then I had the muscle pain, just the steady aching that nothing would relieve.
Yeah. And you even tried prescription medications. I mean, not prescription. Over the counter. You didn't even do that, huh?
I did over the counter stuff.
Yeah, like Excedrin or Motrin or something.
Yeah, and I did massage, I did acupuncture, took supplements. Tried all of the things that they're out there that might help, and nothing helped.
So you were sort of stuck in that shotgun approach. I mean, just, help me, please, go, wherever might be useful.
Something that I wasn't aware of.
Right. Something you weren't aware of. But one thing you did was you persisted.
Oh, yeah. I'm not one to give up, that's for sure.
And that's the key right there. The key is persistence. I mean, absolutely, without a doubt. And that was very similar to my story, although my symptoms were, a bit different than yours. But as a practitioner with all kinds of training, I still couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So was the evaluation painful?
No, of course not.
Well, of course not.
It was totally non-invasive.
Yeah, non-invasive, so it wasn't painful.
Weird.
Weird. It was unusual.
Very.
Very unusual. And so you came, I put you on a program, actually I gave you the report of findings and you read it, and what was your, can you remember what your response was? Or sort of? It's kind of...
Well, I guess I thought I was in better shape than what I was.
Right.
I exercise, I have an active lifestyle, I've always eaten good.
And yet?
Well below normal.
But you were experiencing all these symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
And this...
I was sick.
Right. And this awareness, this kind of lack of connection between, you know, having some symptoms, which as of yet hasn't, you know, laid you up, so to speak.
Well, and I had just had a complete physical by my doctor and had all the blood testing and everything that was all within normal ranges.
Clean bill of health.
Absolutely. I've always been healthy.
I'm only laughing because I'm laughing at myself. You know, I mean, I was truly, you know, you've known me a while now, and of course you had my story and whatnot, but I was truly out. I mean, okay. I was out. I knew that I was sick.
Yeah, you were dying.
But most people are in your, you know, category, in your camp, who are suffering from, you know, chronic aches or pains or digestive disorders or, you know, emotional swings up and down or, you know, those types of things. And you come in and fill out the forms and say, oh, I'm in good health.
Right.
Because these tests are missing what's... So really, this was something we were talking about too, Misty, right? It was awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that one of the things about working together that has made a huge difference?
Oh, I am totally aware now.
And talk about that a little bit.
Well,
I mean, from the beginning, what was it like when you first went into a store, or you really became, you know, you really noticed, you know, what your foods, the foods that you were putting in your mouth on a regular basis?
Well, in the beginning, you know, you try to be quote unquote normal and find normal foods to eat.
Yeah, the same foods that got you into trouble in the first place.
Well, yeah, you know, and you start looking at the labels and you go, oh my God, you know, there's sugar in everything.
Soy in everything.
Oh, let's not even go there.
We have to go there because this is a soy show. This is, we got to go there.
Oh, so, yes. Mm-hmm.
So well, soy in everything.
Soy's in everything.
And, right.
And, you know, I always liked tofu and ate tofu and used, you know, soy-based products for perimenopausal symptoms and, you know, all of those things. And then through this whole process came to realize I am horribly allergic to soy. My body absolutely hates it.
Can't deal with it at all.
If I get into soy, I am so sick.
Yeah.
You know, all of those symptoms come right back. The stomach hurts really bad.
Right.
You know, get all bloated up, start aching, just feel horrible.
And the way we figured that out was with the nutrition response testing, the muscle testing evaluation, right?
Right.
I mean, that's how we figured it out. Up until that point, you know, with all of the hype out there, you know, soy is a woman's best friend. You know, soy lattes, soy protein bars, soy protein drinks, soy milk, soy sauce, soy everything.
Yeah.
Right? And here you were slowly but surely chiseling away at, you know, your insides and your health.
Well, the other really frustrating thing about soy is, you know, not even, it's one thing if you know it's there, but it's another thing that it is cross-contaminated.
Right, in the food supply.
Oh, you know, just buying tomato sauce. And I couldn't figure out how come I was getting sick. You know, I'd make a pot of stew and put some tomato sauce or stewed tomatoes in there, and it was making me sicker than a dog. And so I'd bring it in and say, why am I, you know, I can't figure out what it is that's making me sick.
Right.
Well, the tomato sauce was contaminated with soy. Somewhere in the processing, they processed soy also.
Exactly. It's not, and that's kind of even more confusing because many times it's not what's on the label, but what's not on the label.
Yeah, because I'm very, very careful about that. And to be, you know, having that accidental, you know, contact and contamination was very, very frustrating.
Right, right. It is. It is frustrating. But the cool thing is we have a way to figure it out. And then we get, you know, we're able to support, right? I mean, what was your experience like at the, I mean, was there, you know, did you feel like you were supported at the, you know, during the process?
Oh, yeah. You were there. You tested stuff and told me that this too would, you know, pass. And because I had, you know, I had some struggles. There was no question about it.
Right, right. Well, but we all, I mean, as it turns out, when you're, I mean, if you look at many, many products, you'll see on the labels oftentimes it says this product is, you know, prepared in a facility that also, you know, prepares
tree nuts, eggs,
soy,
right,
dairy, you know, those types of things. Well, it's real.
Well, and that's fine. You know, if it discloses that, then you just steer away from it. But when there is not that disclosure.
Right, it makes it more difficult. Well, and then the other problem, of course, and this is probably for a different show, but the other problem is that, you know, with the way the food industry is, and I'm sure that, you know, some of you, I hope all of you go see a movie called Food Inc., but you have to understand what's happened over the last 100 years, and that is the centralization of our food supply and food processing. So it's becoming more and more difficult to actually find origins of food that may not be cross-contaminated. So that does pose a problem, which is, of course, as you know, I always promote local. You know, if you can, if we can support, you know, our local farmers and local food producers, you know, that's always a great thing. But, you know, I mean, we do have four seasons here, and, you know, we're going to run into difficulty getting some of the foods we want in the winter, so we've got to find some good sources, and we've been able to do that, right?
Yes.
We've been able to do that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Misty, we got to take this quick sort of end of the half hour break. Can you hold?
Sure.
Great. So we'll be back with Misty and her challenges, particularly the soy challenge. This is Paul Rosen. You're listening to Health Matters on KPAM 860. Don't go away.